Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Chaya with Family First calling. Is this Bebe?
Who?
Family First, Chaya.
Yes, dear.
I see you spoke with Sarah earlier today.
Yes, I spoke to somebody, yes.
Yeah, okay. And you're interested in home care services, correct?
Yes.
Amazing. Okay, so my name is Chaya, and I want to help you go through this process, okay? I just want to confirm with you. Can you just confirm with me your date of birth?
Yes, but she said to hold on that. I spoke to my wife, and she said hold on to that. Let me don't get to that right now.
What, to the home care services?
Yes.
You want us to follow up with you?
Yes, later on. Not now, maybe next week or a week or so.
Okay, in two weeks I'll follow up with you.
She's not too comfortable with that. But
do you have any questions?
If we have a house and she's scared that you guys may want to do anything with her house,
no,
I don't know.
I don't, usually they don't, but if you want, we can go through the process, and then by the financial part, they'll discuss that with you.
Okay. But we have a house, and we're living in this house, but she needs some help here and there, but I don't know how we're going to go with that.
Do you want to go through the process, and by the financial part, we'll follow up with that, or do, because I can't really give you an exact answer to that, but I see that somebody gave you a number to call. Did you call that number?
Yeah, I spoke to them already.
And what did they say?
What's your name?
My name is Chaya with Family First.
Yes, yes. So what we got to do?
Did you speak to that number that Sarah gave you?
I think so, yes.
You did?
Yeah.
And what did they tell you, the number that Sarah gave you?
Nothing. They just said that this could happen if you have a property and so on later on. If you go to sell it and so on, you know. And they told me somebody going to call, maybe you. They said somebody going to call. Follow up. Is it you? I don't know.
I don't know. So you want to continue with the services? You want me to follow up with you in 2 weeks? What do you want?
Let me see. Now go ahead and let me see what we have to do. Yeah, please.
The first thing to do is have an assessment with the broker where they come down to your home and have a little bit of assessment with you. That's the first step.
Okay. When they can come. You have a time?
You have to, so I can give you the number for you to schedule that, because you do have to schedule that on your own.
Okay, hold on. Sorry about that, dear. Hold on. One second. I have the paper here with everything, all information. I have to schedule the appointment, right?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, you can give me the number.
Okay, 877.
Yes.
550.
Yeah.
4227.
Yes, I get this number already. Somebody give me this number.
Okay, so call, schedule an assessment with the broker, and text me back when you have that assessment scheduled for, okay?
What's your name again?
Chaya, Chaya.
Yeah, don't tell me Chaya going to call, yes.
Chaya. Now, when the broker comes down to
you have a number I could call? I'm not a texter man, you know.
This number.
Which is this number?
267.
Yeah.
551.
Yes. 7413.
Yes. Now, when the
267-551-7413.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, when the broker comes down to your home, they're going to give you a form to be filled out by your doctor. Do you want me to schedule one of our doctors? We'll call you and do that form with you over the phone and send it to us, and we'll give it to the county instead of you going down to the doctor.
Please, if you can do that, why not?
Okay,
please.
So it's going to be from a New York number. Make sure to answer, okay?
A New York number.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to set you up for that, and then you call that broker that number now, okay?
Okay.
And if do you, and you can tell me when it's scheduled for, okay?
Okay.
Okay, very good.
When is doctor from New York going to call?
I don't know. They're going to call you to set up a time, and then they're going to speak to you then, okay?
Okay.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Sure. Bye-bye.